This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. Inshallah, today I will be talking about the story of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu and the purchasing of the well. Now, before the Muslims migrated from Mecca to Medina, there were a few wells in Medina that had water to supply for the people of Medina. However, during droughts, many of those wells would dry up. And when the Muslims migrated from Mecca to Medina, at that time all of the wells dried up except for one. And this well was known as Bir Ruma, meaning the well of Ruma. That was the name of the well. And it was controlled by a Jewish man. Now, what this Jewish man did, he took advantage of the situation where all of the other wells were dried up, and he knew that everyone had to come to his well and take the water from there. So he decided to make money. And he was charging ridiculous amounts of money, especially to the Muslims. And this was injustice. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized the injustice that was being caused by this Jewish man. So then he announced to the Sahabas, he said, "Whoever purchases this well, for him is paradise." Now Uthman radiallahu anhu, he heard this. And being a businessman he was, being a person of sadaqah, also he was a very shy and modest person. He very quietly went to this Jewish man. He didn't announce to everyone, "You know what, I'm going to do it," and boasting about it. No, very quietly, as he was very humble and shy, he went to that Jewish man. And he asked that Jewish man, he said to him, "I would like to purchase that well from you." Now, knowing the amount of profit the Jewish man is making, he said, "No, the well is not for sale, I'm not selling it." But subhanAllah, Uthman radiallahu anhu was a very smart businessman. He said to the Jewish man, "How about we make a deal? And that is, I will purchase half of the well and you will have the other half of the well." What he means is, I will have 50% share of that well. So I will purchase 50% and you have the other 50%. In other words, I will control the well for one day and you will control the well the other day. And we keep on going like that. So the Jewish man thought, "Well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I will still make profit during the days when I control it. And that lump sum money that I'm going to get now for that selling off that 50% share of the well, I can actually use that. That will be of great benefit." So the deal was struck. Now Uthman radiallahu anhu, when he made that deal, he went to the Muslims and he announced to the Muslims. He said, "Alhamdulillah, I have purchased 50% of that well. And the Muslims, whenever you want to drink or take water, you may go during the days that I control it and you may have that water free of charge." SubhanAllah. He did it for the sake of Allah, because he knew the hadith, he knew what it meant. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever purchases this well, for him is paradise." And that's all he wanted. He didn't want to make money from this well. So what the Muslims would do, they would go to this well during the day that Uthman controlled it, and they will take whatever water they needed, subhanAllah. And during the days where that Jewish man controlled it, no one came to buy any water. So the Jewish man realized, he thought to himself, "Wow, I have been beaten in this business deal." So he went to Uthman and he said, "You know what, you may purchase the entire wealth from me. Now Uthman radiallahu anh, as the scholars say, he paid a lot of money for that wealth. Just to purchase half of that wealth, some scholars say that he purchased it from by spending 50,000 dirham. Some scholars say 100,000, some scholars say even 1,000,000. A lot of money. And he paid more to purchase the entire wealth, subhanallah. He did all of that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he purchased the entire wealth, he announced that this wealth is now waqf. And waqf means it is an endowment for the Muslims. The Muslims can come and benefit from it anytime they like. They like free of charge. So Uthman would make no money from it, subhanallah. And that deed that Uthman did was so rewardable in the sight of Allah that even today that well produces water. And subhanallah, when he bought that well, the surrounding land came with that well. And because of the water, the surrounding land started to produce date palms. So much so that they started to gain revenue. So the dates and the oil that was being sold, a lot of money was being made. And that money was being used to help the poor and needy. So much so, it made so much money that subhanallah, the Saudi government was able to build hotels under the name of Uthman. And the amount of money that is being generated from this well, from the produce and from these hotels, they had to open up an account, a bank account, under the name of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. It is said that the revenue that is earned, or the income that is earned from the well and the surroundings and the hotels, is more than 50 million riyals a year, subhanallah. And half of that money goes to the poor and the needy, to support the poor and the needy. And the other half of that well comes back in the account of Uthman radiallahu anhu to generate and to produce new projects for the poor and needy, subhanallah. This is the reward of Sadaqatun Jariyah. And that is the lesson for this story. To give Sadaqah that will be continuous and that will give continuous benefit to the masses of people, and that will give continuous benefit to you even after you pass away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a hadith that when a person passes away, all of his deeds come to an end except for three. So all of his deeds will come to an end. His book is closed. But three deeds will be continuous even after he passes away. Number one, sadaqatun jariyah. Sadaqah that continues its benefits. Aw ilmin yuntafa'u bih. Or knowledge that benefits others. Meaning you teach someone something that will benefit him throughout his life, you will also get the same benefits. And the last one, waladun salih yad'u lah. A righteous child that will make dua for you. Subhanallah, this is an... So my brothers and sisters, let's think of a project that we can do. It could be building of a masjid. It could be digging a well for those who are in need, those who don't have water to drink. It could be any project that you like. But a project that you give for the sake of Allah that will continue its benefit for the community and also continue the benefit for you even after you pass away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all in order to help the poor and the needy, to give sadaqatun jariyah that benefits the masses of the people as well as benefits us even after we pass away. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.